Hello, we're here in the Hofbräuhaus, which is an old beer hall in Munich. Liz has drank 2/3 of a large container of beer.
Ein Maß, a liter of beer.
A liter of beer.
I'm doing better than I was the other night.
She doesn't seem quite as completely smashed as she was on the previous brew we posted of her in a beer hall. Yeah, Liz, what have we been doing today?
Today we got up and we went to Dachau, and that was interesting and depressing.
More on that in another boat.
And then we took a bus tour around Munich and saw lots of cool things, including where the Nazi headquarters were and what was the other one?
Where he met, where Hitler... Chamberlain and... the French Prime Minister, I guess, met Hitler.
In 1938, where they signed, like, the peace in our time or whatever, I guess. That was it. But lots of the massive principalities. And Munich was, like, for a long time, well, influenced and kind of the main rich family were the Wittelsbach family, which is, like, one of the three major families being the Wittelsbachs, the Hohenzollerns, and the Habsburgs, which is quite cool. So they built loads of palaces.
Munich does feel like a capital city, whereas, you know, like if you go to, you know, Northampton, it's like, grim. Oh, there's a lift tower, grim. But here it feels like there's like big boulevards, there's big public squares, there's posh old buildings.
Yeah, it seems really cool. And I don't remember nearly as much as I did before, but then I think we mostly went to Neuschwanstein, which is like a castle out in the, it's 3 hours on a train from Munich. But, I feel like we should come back and spend like a week here and possibly not be sick for one of the days that we're here, which has severely curtailed some of our out and about time.
Yeah, yesterday Liz was feeling a bit under the weather, so we were stuck mostly to the hotel, which was nice in a way because it was relaxing, but frustrating because, you know, I want to look at German stuff.
No, the most amazing thing is, and I'm not quite sure if it's been pedestrianised since 1972, but Marienplatz, which is like the big centre of the old town, big shopping district and stuff, in when they had the Olympics in 1972, they pedestrianised it. And from the tour, I gather, it's been pedestrianised since then, which is quite amazing when you think of how crap London is at pedestrianisation. Like, basically all of Soho should be pedestrianised, but it's not.
The underground system's really good too, because it's not as deep level as the London one. It's very easy to get down to all of the platforms. There's lots of cross-platform interchanges. Service is fairly regular. There's all the major stations are linked up on one major line, which links to regional rail. Oh, it's a delight.
It is. It's very nice. It's a lovely city. It's possibly one of like the kind of prettiest cities in Europe that I've been to that I can think of.
Salzburg was probably prettier, but then that's what Salzburg's selling point is.
Yeah. This is kind of more monumental in terms of, like, massive castles and buildings and things.
We went to the church the Pope at before he was Pope, and I high-fived, like, a weird statue of the Pope. The most recent Pope, the Benedict the 16th. And what else? Have we done anything else worth notable?
No. We walked around, we went on a bus tour.
We went swimming last night at the hotel. And we had a nice swim. And there was a guy at the side of the pool reading a book, wearing a towel. And I just thought, oh, all right, well, he's clearly wearing some sort of swimming clothes under that towel and just reading his book and relaxing. But it turns out, no, he wasn't, as he whipped his towel off and got his bum out in public. And
we're so not continental, it's kind of hilarious, because like we went into the sauna and then we're like, oh, we can't go in the sauna, and then we wanted to go because, you know, we're embarrassed about being around naked old men, and then he came out again, and so we're like, oh, we'll go into the sauna now. But
the worst thing is he took his towel off to go to the sauna and thought, fine, he's out of view. The sauna had a window.
But then we were trapped because we went to the sauna, but then he was drying off to get out. And so he was right by the door where we had to drop off our towels. So we were kind of like hiding until he went back to get his stuff in his locker, and then we like escaped. But yeah, we're so not good at seeing other people naked. It's kind of funny.
It was just a bit awkward because, well, you know, all situations where there's nudity involved tend to be awkward. Because that's what being British is like.
Awkward.
Yeah, or culturally British, I guess, in your case. So in the beer hall, a man dressed in traditional German clothing has just walked in.
Oh man, look at his beard. He has an amazing beard.
And a hat.
I'm going to take a picture of him.
I think lederhosen. So we're going to take a picture of him. We'll talk to you later.
Bye.